Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your AI conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, since you're here, is there anything you'd like to know about how I can help with voice AI services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha Guy, got it. I don't have personal experience or memories, but I do know Dasha AI is known for creating really natural, human-like voice AI conversations. It sounds like you're connected with some cool companies. Could you tell me more about what you offer or how you work with partners like Vector Solutions?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI as client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation is always a tricky one, right? For many businesses, the challenge is balancing personalization with scale, making sure outreach feels human without burning out the team. How does your AI handle that balance? And how easy is it to integrate with existing systems?
Tell me more about balancing personalization with scale and how that's been a challenge for you.
Oh, I think you meant scale instead of gale, right? Haha, no worries. Balancing personalization with scale means reaching lots of potential leads while still making each interaction feel genuine and tailored. The challenge is that doing this manually takes tons of time and effort, and automated messages often feel robotic. So, I'm curious, how does your AI keep conversations natural and engaging at scale?
Now I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
That's a great way to look ahead. If your service really exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine a few things. A steady stream of warm, qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, conversations that feel genuinely human and build trust, and a noticeable boost in revenue thanks to smarter, more efficient outreach. Plus, the team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. How do you usually help clients get to that point?
What do you mean by a steady stream of warm qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Great question. A steady stream means consistently getting new potential customers who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal profile, not just random contacts. Warm qualified leads are important because they're more likely to convert into actual sales, saving time and effort compared to chasing cold or unqualified leads. It's like having a pipeline that's always flowing with promising opportunities. Does your AI help identify and nurture those kinds of leads?
Tell me more about how having a pipeline that's always flowing with promising opportunities impacts your business.
Having a pipeline that's always flowing with promising opportunities is like having a reliable engine driving your business growth. It means less downtime worrying about where the next customer will come from and more focus on building relationships and closing deals. That steady momentum can boost revenue predictability and help your team plan better. Plus, it reduces stress and keeps everyone motivated. How does your AI keep that pipeline full and healthy over time?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is often juggling the volume of leads with maintaining quality. Too many leads can overwhelm the team, but too few slow growth. Also, making sure outreach feels personal without eating up too much time is tricky. How does your AI tackle these issues in real-world use?
What are all the ways juggling lead volume and quality and keeping outreach personal are affecting the business right now?
Juggling lead volume and quality while keeping outreach personal can create a few headaches. It can lead to missed opportunities if the team's overwhelmed or stretched too thin. Sometimes generic outreach can turn off potential customers, hurting brand reputation. Plus, it slows down growth because the sales cycle gets longer when leads aren't properly nurtured. So it's a real balancing act. Does your AI help lighten that load by automating personalization without losing that human touch?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and longer sales cycles have impacted your growth?
Sure thing. Missed opportunities mean potential customers slip through the cracks, Maybe they lose interest or find a competitor instead. That directly hits revenue and slows momentum. Longer sales cycles tie up resources and delay cash flow, making it harder to invest in growth or new initiatives. Over time, these issues can stall your business's progress and make hitting targets tougher. How does your AI help shorten sales cycles and capture more opportunities?